Good morning, and happy new year. So I'm in the car today, always some multitasking, right? But anyway, I want to sit with you for a moment and talk about, for a quick moment, what would it be like if I could bring my faith to church? Okay, so church podcasts are probably some of the least popular religion right now. Seems to be a powder keg, but it doesn't mean that the discussion doesn't need to be had, because there are some fantastic people in the church, and guess what? Some fantastic people that don't attend church. And the whole point is, what are we saying about our faith and relationship to those two environments? The nuns, I believe the Pew Reports are calling them, saying that they have no affiliation or faith, or the denominations that we know, the religions, the major religions, as well as the ones that maybe we are not familiar with their background or history, but still a, let's say, still has some sort of doctrine of faith. Now, a little bit about myself, very little, for reasons, because I like to keep things in a place of evolution. I have, going through the seminary path, I have served at least in four denominations. My professing faith is Christian. I am not a nun, but ones that call themselves spiritual, and I would have some Christian peers that would say, oh no, not the, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Well, technically, we're all a little of both if we came out of religion, whether we want to admit it or not. But I must say that I think about philosophy, theology, and sociology all the time. And I have a background of science. I've worked in the people sector. I've served churches. And I wish there was a way I could combine everything in together and have a public marketplace where we don't tell people what to do, but believe that the faith, the higher power, God, spirit, would, as we continue to seek as within, so without, we would come to a place where we can live together in harmony. That's my hope. That's my hope, and that is my faith, and that is my belief system. Which means I fit not too well in any category. And I believe that there are some me's out there in the world. But anyway, just a thought. So I go to a gym this morning. I'm usually not a Sunday gym person, but due to the way my week is going to roll out, I was like, let me get to the gym this morning. I am a swimmer. And I noticed the basketball courts, the machines were packed with people. And this is not the first time. I've gone to Yum Yum Donuts on a Sunday morning, and it was like, wow, if we could just have church in the Yum Yum Donuts, if we could just have church in the gym. And then I say to myself, I travel from church to church, you yourself is not at a church. Why is that? And if I could be very transparent, my experience in church as not the dominant gender or the dominant race has been an uphill battle and a dogfight, almost like trying to lose weight if you're constipated on the injection. Okay, yet I digress. Anyway, hey, maybe there are some parallels with that. But anyway, the point of the matter is, I got to a point where working 40-hour week jobs, as well as doing my passion, which is, when I say preaching the word, making it relevant for today. In other words, trying to unify individuals and bring the best out of them. If anyone asked me why did I want a pastor, I wanted to pastor because I wanted to help people bring out their best potential. And so then some would say, well, why didn't you become a coach? And okay, so we do have tons of coaches that are doing a great job with their individuals. But as I began on the coaching path, I just felt like there's something more, because I still love the scripture text. And not only the scripture text, but I love the text outside of the Holy Bible, the 66 books, that contribute to that, at least in my eyes and in my processing. And maybe I can present this in a way that people can find themselves and live a better life. Live a life in which maybe they're not crippled with depression, or live a life where they don't feel stuck in a dead-end job, even if they are in a dead-end job, until they make the next move, to want to make the next move. For those that are just overcome with bills and want to be able to do what's best for their families, how do I speak to those individuals? Because you know what, guys? The church used to be able to speak to those things. And in some places, drop it in the comments. I mean, please be nice. But you may feel that your church has that. But then there are swaths of Americans, or depending on where you are overseas, what's your experience? I'm speaking to the context that I'm in, that feel that way, but yes, don't feel that church is quite giving them what they're looking for. And let's talk about the politicizing of the church, which didn't just happen in these 4 years, past 8 years, 4 months, however you want to look at it, 2 months. It has been happening all along, because the church is a place of power. Believe it or not, it is. So it's a place where politicians troll. It's a place where entrepreneurs troll. It's a place where motivational speakers troll. Let's just be real. And so that doesn't, you don't throw, and I never like this term, throw the baby out with the bathwater, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because the church has its mission. And now, depending on where you are or what we are in the faith, we all may say that it's a different mission. There used to be one faith, one spirit, one mission. And you know what? It can still be that way if we realize that the one is just many diverse parts. And I think the Apostle Paul was talking a little bit something about that. But yes, I digress again. So the average person would probably be asking, maybe that person on the basketball court, because the basketball court was more integrated than any church I visited in probably the past 20 years. I'm just going to put it out there. So we can call the church the most segregated, church time the most segregated hour in America. I won't even say that. I would say the most absent, because everybody seems to be all these other places. Spirituality can now be found in podcasts, internet. I myself have shorts. I would welcome you to come to my Crossroads 1010 YouTube channel at any time. And I have shorts when I feel like there is a 1 to 2 minute message. May not be scriptural, but just this is it. How can I get the straight message to the people without having to exegete the scripture and just say it, like be kind, which is backed up by scripture? That's what I do, because that's how I'm feeling led. And I wondered if I could bring that faith to church, if I could bring that amongst the work that we do, the preaching hour on Sunday morning, usually a central figure. And if we're honest, and a cult of personality, usually someone's favorite preacher or preachers. If I could bring it among, you know, the planned outreach, the women's ministry, the men's ministry, all of the things that keep us apart, but at the same time trying to minister to the individual needs. You want to help the women's ministry? You can have more women leaders. You either like that or not, and you can take that or not. No disrespect. Right now, there's fights on everything in America, and it just seems like the church would be a good place to go. But what if I could bring my faith there? What if I could bring my passion? And what if my passion isn't perceived as spiritual? What if I like to make things? What if I like to, what if I'm a carpenter? Lo and behold. Love you, Jesus. What if I'm a carpenter? Or what if I love to do content, make content? I'm a content creator. I could do that for the church. That's what the pastor would tell me. But what if there are other areas? What if it's non-secular music? Then the question becomes, is it music that uses profanity? And then people feel like, Well, yeah, I don't want to turn on and listen to profanity, even though I know preachers curse. I'm going to stay silent on that one for obvious reasons, or maybe not so obvious reasons. Guess what? Preachers aren't perfect, so we all live out in the world, too. So I would love a place where people would just bring their faith to church and we see how it goes, as long as it's promoting unity. And if you're uncomfortable about what somebody does behind closed doors or whatever, then I don't want to say start your own churches. That's how denominations got started. But maybe you fit well into the way the church is today. But I believe that people have so much to offer, so much potential. And if we could just have a place that we could bring our faith to church. So bringing our faith to church, I believe that we can. Maybe we don't even call it church. I don't believe Jesus called it church. Maybe we call it something else. Maybe it's an invisible church, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer talked about. But whatever it is, drop your thoughts in the comment. Love to hear from you and have a fantastic day. And don't forget, Crossroads 1010 YouTube site. Bye-bye.